I have perfected my margarita
making
Casamigos. It's the best one.
Blanco?
Yes, and I've perfected it with, I've like tried and tried, and now it's like.
What margarita mix?
Or do I don't use margarita mix. I do limes, lemons. I put a squeeze of your Caracara oranges in there.
Oh, good.
A dash of simple syrup, this orange, like, liqueur from Italy.
True.
And then I top it off with soda water.
Okay. Damn. Are we salting the rim?
No, I don't like Sally's.
Salt it.
That, I gotta say. Can we have a shout out to Lockhart, Texas before we go, right? Before
we start?
Oh my God.
We're back. We're finally back. We took a month off because travel and everything.
Got a lot of stuff going on. But while we're gone, we got to give a shout out to Lockhart, Texas.
And I'm sad we missed it.
The barbecue in Lockhart, Texas, which is a nobody. Oh, that's okay.
It's not a nobody. It's the biggest barbecue capital in the
country. Well, it's a nobody to me. I never heard of it.
It's literally for a barbecue.
Well, God damn.
And what's you be eating Gilbert Grape? And
that's where it is.
Yes. Yeah. And I went to the Walmart parking lot where the herd is?
Yeah.
America's.
So you went to that Walmart?
It's no longer a Walmart. It's like a correctional facility or something. I went to the parking lot where it was filmed.
We got another one. Let's go in here.
Stand in the parking lot.
It was like some government. I don't know. But the parking lot was the same. We went there.
That's cool.
I saw it. I tried to find the Walmart.
But it was great. And here's the thing. You can go down and call the Terry Blacks and get that barbecue set up here. So we're going to have a big barbecue at the house. I'm going to get a big brisket and
I'm going to swipe your head.
That's fine. You're messing with my...
No, there was one that fell.
Oh, so I was just going to say. No, you're messing with my...
It's not called a quaff here.
It's not a quaff.
It's not any
like... It sounds like queef.
Is that
at the Young Republic?
Yeah, like the
Young Republic.
But anyways, we're gonna have a big barbecue at the house. We're gonna order it all from Terry Black's. Have it all set up, cook it out, and everybody have a good time.
I'd be good if I didn't have a barbecue for another couple months.
No, I know.
You had it yesterday, Dad.
Oh my God! I like the
thought. It's not Terry Black, so I've spoiled. Once you go somewhere where you taste the best or see the best or
skin, that's what it is.
You're kicking back.
I agree.
And that's what I knew. Apparently, I've got low iron. No, I'm planning on eating lots of briskets.
Woo!
That's barbecue.
All right, where else has been since we last met?
Well, we had to take a little bit of a hiatus. We just took May off because it was so chaotic. But now we can finally,
get slower.
The story of what's been going on with us buying and selling our own home. So where it started was we were at a showing, and honestly, our buyer who wanted to see it, she made a comment of like, I just want to make sure that there's not a dead body in the basement because it had been sitting for so long. It's a good house. And people are like, what is wrong with this home where no one's buying it? Like the location, everything. And so as we're leaving, it wasn't for her. So as we're leaving, Colby was like, come back in and let's take a look. So we started kind of messing with ideas. And we're like, actually, this would be a great house. Like if we did this to it and we could get a deal. Because what happened is they overpriced it at first. So you had it comping out at like what? 215, 22. They've been around for 2-3 to begin with. They missed the buyer pool. They were sitting. They got a few offers, none that the seller would accept. They had an offer well above what we got it for in December. He turned it down. So then, now there's that stigma of, like our buyer had, what is wrong with this home? So we ended up coming in and they didn't prepare yellow walls,
Well, we went over and took a look at it and I walked in, I took a look around, I said, where did you make a contract?
Yeah.
God's sakes. It was well worth it. Space, feature, function, location, everything was perfect. So when I looked at it, they just overpriced it. I mean, that's what we schooled people with every day.
And it, I mean, it truly was the photos, though, because, I mean, we're coming in doing paint.
Terrible.
We're doing, you know, different counters and, like, the bathrooms, kitchens, like, little updates. But if they were to have done those updates, I mean, it people probably would have gone to 2+. If they would have gone over $2
million. $5,000 in upgrades, they lost $200,000.
Probably, yeah. Even
so you've got a $250,000 discount. Put in the $25,000, $30,000, and poof.
Exactly.
You got a $2.15 million house.
And it was, you know, we weren't ready. Like, we weren't planning to move.
Looking.
Yeah, we weren't even looking. So then we have our house to sell. So it was kind of like, we have to move quick. But not only did we get it at a lower price, we got it for, you know, a 60-day close, which you're not going to find now for a good house that's priced correctly and prepped.
We got our price and our terms.
Yeah, and our terms. So we were able to then quickly, now the focus, we got the discount on our buy. Now the focus was getting our home ready to sell so we can get the premium, you know, and get the best out of that. So when it came to prepping, you know, a lot of people look at it and they're scared to put in money or like, I don't want to spend this money. But you can't look at it that way. It's an investment. I mean, me and Colby are going around. We didn't know how much it cost, you know. And then Callie, we had you guys come in, obviously, from the outside.
Right, and the big guns.
Because it's hard when it's your own home to see what you need to do. And so Callie, you know, using ChatGPT, we would take pictures of, like, our bathroom, for example. She switched out the counters. And it's like, why wouldn't we do that?
Let's talk. I mean, then we'll get back to selling your house. But let's just talk about that for a second. Kelly, we look at her in the bathroom, and there's stuff, you know, in there and everything.
Kelly goes, wine bottle.
Kelly goes,
sure did.
That's what's going to look like. And it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So she kept doing that to all these rooms, and it's like, open.
She's like, here, I took a picture of your room, got all the shit out of it. So
Well, but what it did was it said, this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was no question to do it then.
Incredible.
You know?
So the vision it gave of what it's going to be was incredible.
Yeah. And I don't know if you normally, to tell you the truth, I was having a really hard time figuring out what we could do to prep the bathroom without having to, like, because we were going to redo it at some point, the whole thing, how we could make the vanity kind of flow with the rest, right? So I was sending it to Kelly, like, what colors? Try these. And then she spit it back to me, and I'm like, that's perfect. But without that, I don't think, you know, you could easily pick the wrong color and be like, ooh.
So in our business, right, and what we do, to go in and take a picture and play with it a little bit and say, that's exactly what we want it to look like. Then we knew colors, what we can do for the countertops and bathrooms.
What
and
matches, like what doesn't. Because there have been times where, you know, there's a color that comes in and we'll have to repaint or something. A lot of trial and error. We've got it down to a science now. But, like, in the beginning, you know, there is some trial and error.
Yeah.
Now the trial and error is literally plugging it in and seeing what it spits back, and using it now to decorate our entire
house. That's to show you the colors, too. It kind of tells you what goes better, and like what would be warmer, what would be softer, help lighten up the room. I mean, like, it gives you all sorts of input.
Yeah.
Well, do you use that for your house when you do your stuff? Because you got a great house. Do you take those pictures and say, what happens if that ceiling was black?
Very expensive, because then I end up spending lots of money, too. To bring my visions to life.
Yeah.
So you create the visions like, oh, damn, this is going to be expensive.
Valerie takes a picture of our yard. She's like, show me what it looked like with 10 chickens, 5 ducks. And that's not me going, oh, damn, it's Cody being like, God damn it, now we're building a patio and all this stuff.
But look what it's going to look like, honey. It's going to be great.
He doesn't care. He just wants his garage. But which is great, which is why we're not using our garage as of literally because of you guys. We're not
party part.
After what Kelly did, I walked in one of the listings and I took a picture of it and went, oh my God, what are they doing? We need to turn it into that.
And so with that, because you know how we used to take pictures to show, we'd say, your walls look yellow. And they'd be like, no, they don't. And I would take a picture and show them and they'd be like, oh, it does. So now that was kind of like what we used to get them. But now not only am I showing them, look what it looks like now. Look what it can look like if we do this, and then, you know, you're investing.
Before and after are unbelievable now. I mean, now you actually see a vision.
Well, yeah.
Because, and let me give you one thing. When a seller has painted their own house, and they paint a certain color, they don't want to touch it, right? I mean, you and I have had this. Yep. They don't want to touch it, and it's like, Wrong color.
Yeah.
Wrong color. Looks bad. Lights are bad. It's hurting my eyes just to be in the house. And I took a picture. And it's like, that's what it looks like. We did it right. And it's kind of like, I know you did it yourself and you're tired, but look at the difference.
So, and for example, like before they put the house on the market where we bought.
Oh, shit.
Ran down.
Cut.
Ran down.
Take two. At least I didn't fall.
And we're back. I'll be back.
There goes his set.
I go blind in the back.
Everyone actually thinks about the end. Everyone's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was a bad
at the end.
Right. Yeah, just right. Out at the end.
So
where were we? Oh, yeah. So they were prepping it. So the sellers actually, they painted before they put it on the market.
Yeah.
Redid the basement. They took out the carpet and redid the LVT. That makes it so bad because the LVT is not good.
Soft white lights everywhere, which makes the whole house look even more yellow.
Look yellow. So like the basement drives me crazy. We're going to redo it at some point. We just need to figure out what we want to do. But like it just doesn't matter. It looks bad.
I know.
So just little decisions. But, you know, they probably put some money into it before selling. The problem is they were all the wrong decisions.
It's the wrong decision.
You know, so.
And the good thing about it, what, you know, we learned from Kelly is you can test what it's going to look like and just say, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So, and let me just say one other thing. This is a rule. You can do all the DIY that you want, but not when you're selling a house.
DIY.
Do not DIY when you're selling your house. Professionals have to paint it. Professors have to do the trim work. Do not do it yourself.
I just don't think you should do DIY. I mean, this is one of people's biggest asset.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. It is the biggest investment most people make. Why DIY? It looks like shit. You're not a professional.
Yeah.
Just pay someone the money.
If you want to DIY, go to the garden.
Yeah, go build yourself a garden bed or build yourself a chicken coop. Well, like, do not. And then do not add like molding and ornamenting that's uneven and
we've had a couple experiences that way.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Don't do
really
anything that is like over the top. You just want to neutralize it. I mean, it's the same thing. No one wants our blue dining room that we had. You know, right. So we had to change that. That was like what we liked, getting a little funky at first, but you got to neutralize it.
Yeah.
People aren't buying your decor and what you like. So
and we just had somebody that fought every ounce of the way to fix things up, and we were insisted that you got to have a professional do it, right?
Yeah.
Got to do it. It sold $230,000 over list price.
Yeah.
$230,000.
And then the DIY person did not
sell over. They sold under. And I would just say this. You have so much money at risk. You have hundreds of thousands of dollars at risk. Let a professional do it and get the most out of the house.
And in that point of prepping, so this is kind of a situation we're dealing with now. It doesn't matter if it's a $2 million house or a $16 million house, because it matters. It matters. So we have clients that, you know, we're looking at this beautiful estate in Great Falls. However, it is designed very much for the seller's taste. It's very dark and moody. Each of the colors separately, I love. You know, I think they're really cool. However, it makes it feel a little
dark and small.
And it's funny because the comment from the buyers, it just feels a little like small. It's like, well, it's 21,000 square feet of oak grade, but yeah, I get it. So what we did when we walked in, we literally were using ChatGPT to change the colors as we go to give them the vision, and it helped her kind of visualize the paint, but that was like a huge turnoff for her. And
yeah.
I don't think she still can, you know,
get past
what they have in place. So if they were to almost neutralize it a little, I think it would have helped.
And that's the difference between an interior designer and a realtor prepping a house for sale.
Yeah.
They're two entirely different people.
Yeah.
An interior designer probably did an incredible job
setting
the house up.
Exactly.
It is not saleable.
Yeah.
You can't sell it.
The artwork and everything like that looks awesome with those colors, and it all blends great. But I mean, when it comes to sale,
all you remember
to a T, the seller's like their personal preference.
Yeah. Right.
So
all you can remember is dark.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember of that.
The house is dark.
Yeah.
Every room.
And it was incredible.
Gorgeous.
It looked
20,000 square feet.
Yeah.
At 21,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And it just seemed dark.
Yeah. So,
whatever.
But yeah.
Doesn't matter the price range.
But yeah, prep it right, price it, and then with pricing, getting back to our sale on the other end, we priced it where we knew the buyer pool was. I mean, I'm going to you being like, should we drop it even lower? Should we drop it even lower? Knowing that that's not at all the number that we're going to get.
Right.
I just,
you know. We had 12 showings and 6 favorites. We were fine to lower. It's like, fine, let's just drop it anyway.
You, well, that's the story. I want to. You guys were one number, yeah, and you were fine. I said, you're good to go. And you wanted to get more buyers, so you dropped it another 50 grand. Yeah. And how much over list price did you get? $225,000. Mm-hmm. The lower, again, the only thing you do wrong is price it too high.
Yeah.
That's all you can do wrong these days.
Yeah.
Free rent back, no contingencies.
So, perfect. It was just quick close, cash, so we could close
cash, the new house, close.
Have some time to fix up the new house before moving in. So it just kind of worked out.
Yeah.
It's everything we need.
Because we follow protocol.
Yeah. Follow protocol. Well, you know, it's a weird market right now. So, 30% of the homes are not selling, right? Mm-hmm. But the ones that are selling at 10% above January pricing. So prices are going up in Northern Virginia, but not for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, only 30% of houses are withdrawing unsold. So what that tells me is if it's really good, it's going to sell at a premium.
Yeah.
If it's got pimples, it's not going to sell.
Yeah. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't want
We're
to do
busy.
Anything.
Yeah. Everybody's busy.
Everyone has a job. And a lot of people around here have 2 incomes and kids, and they don't want to do anything.
No, they don't. And it shows. And another thing that just happened the other day when I was showing a house. Beautiful. I have it on for like 3-4. Should be probably around like 3-1. You have it. But they didn't do any paint or anything, so you can see the wear and tear.
Yeah,
and our buyers, it was such a beautiful home.
Yeah,
it was such an easy cosmetic fix, and they were asking me, well, you know, it's just chipped everywhere, this or that, and it's literally what we warn sellers about. They go, I mean, if they're not keeping up with it, like, what else are they kind of letting?
Deferred maintenance.
Like,
people started to think.
And in our head, we know for a fact that if they would have just done these certain things, it would have shown beautifully, but that turned them off. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you almost have to look at the buyers and go, look, you've got to get over that.
Oh, no, and we do, and they tell right. But at the end of the day, it does feel a little, it feels a little worn.
Yeah.
It's the feeling you get. You want to feel like
that house. Yeah, a house. You know? The DIY, they didn't want to do anything, and there was just a bunch of deferred maintenance, like a ton of deferred maintenance. And the more you looked, and once they got all their stuff out, you started looking around, and it was hideous. I mean, it was terrible.
I was like, turns out there actually was a dead body.
It was terrible, and they still waived the home inspection, but they wanted the items. The sellers didn't feel like it was necessary or a big deal to get the home inspection items fixed prior to handing the report to the buyers, and then we sent it to the buyers, and then they want it fixed, and now everything's broken. I mean, they've spent thousands.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands. I mean, it's been a money pit trying to get these fixed when they could have done it ahead of time and alleviated half the stress.
It's been a great spring for people to do it right.
Yeah.
And it's a nightmare for people to do it wrong.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. I've never seen it like this, where you get so much reward for doing it right and so many penalties for doing it wrong.
And I think on top of that, too, you have to do everything. You can't just pick and choose.
Yeah.
Because it makes the others just stand out so much.
Yeah. Well, paint while we're out and don't paint.
And there's a house that, I mean, didn't take all the advice and took half the advice, and it didn't work out.
You can't do that.
I don't work. Like, I mean, it was as little as, you know, being against putting recessed lights in. You know what the number one complaint that we got?
It's dark.
It's dark.
Yeah. What do you know? There's no lights.
Well, there's no recessed lights anywhere. There's actually not even a light in that room.
So here's the thing. And again, let's go around to the AI stuff, right? So the AI is good for, I say it's like a drunken uncle, because you give it templates to use and it keeps forgetting it and changing things and talking too much.
Shit. Listen, piece of shit.
You know what? If it was Julie, she would have quit, because I'm like, you keep adding things in. Stop doing that. And it's going, oh, yes, you're right. I'm like, stop saying I'm right and stop doing it.
This morning, I'm in here being like, start over. That's not what I told you.
It is.
Let's try this again.
But I'll tell you this. It is an excellent communicator of data.
Yeah.
My, You guys look at sometimes my pricing models and it confuses. It's like, well, I don't know what all this is about. But AI can really disseminate the information. And we are. It dumbs it down. It makes it easy and follows a certain pattern.
You put your thoughts in.
It is.
You lay it all out, and then it makes something that...
You spit things out as you're... You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, because, I mean, you're such a numbers person, and it's so complex what you're doing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is very hard to figure out, like, where you're going with it, because you're doing it. And then so now, having... AI kind of put it all
in. Even AI has put the rule in.
AI's like, will you calm down or will you slow down?
Actually, I thought I broke AI. I thought I broke ChatGPT. Because, like, it really needed to slow me down.
It asked for a break.
It really did. Yeah. I said, why are you going so slow? It's like, well, you're getting things are going pretty fast.
It's kind of scary, though.
She goes, I'm having it.
Yeah, because it remembers everything you say. So, like, I'll ask a question. And then it'll be like, well, since you have this already and you live here, this would probably be the best.
It knows everything about
me. It knows everything about me.
You're like, that was between us.
I thought you didn't see that.
It's creepy, though, because then
I have a talk later.
And I agree. Joyce's outfit was awful.
She definitely shouldn't have worn that shit.
I know. It's crazy. But it knows where you live, your house. It can map your entire house now because you've taken pictures of it.
But see, you guys know I have protocols. So all the protocols are in there. And sometimes it breaks the protocol. I'm like, hey, our rule says this. You broke that rule. And it's like, you're dang right I did. Let me change that. And it's like, don't change it. Do it right the first time.
Sorry.
Once it comes to live chat, it's like, can you believe this guy?
You know. But here's what it is. I think the ChatGPT at night goes over to wherever they have the big data bank. And they all get drunk and wake up in the morning and forget everything the day before.
Remind me of what you
have. My ChatGPT, Uncle Bob. He gets drunk and he forgets everything I did the day before. Well, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
His name's Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
You're gonna go to Hold on. You're gonna go to your ChatGPT and you're gonna go to type something that's gonna be like, actually, you were the one who got drunk. And
I'll have everything perfect, exactly the way I want a report done, and I'll come back the next morning and it's all weird.
Well, do you pay for it?
Dude. What are you doing?
Do you have the free version?
Do you have the free or the pay version? You have to have the pay version.
No, but do
you?
No, hold on.
They will ask you, there is a pay version.
How much do you pay for it?
You have to pay for it. $20 a month or something.
I would pay $5,000 a month. It would just do what I'm telling
you. Well, that's crazy. It's literally like $20. They'll ask.
How do I make it?
We'll help you.
Okay, thanks.
You're going to get on there. Your ChatGPT is going to be like, finally, you cheap.
So basically, what I have.
You're not paying me for.
Is I've got Uncle Bob, the drunk an uncle helping me when really there's a very smart 14-year-old in there.
Yeah. Mine's British. She talks to
You gotta pay for Juliet. All right.
She was very nice. The kids wanted to call her like Butt Cypher. She's like, I'd prefer to use a respectable name.
Yours has nothing.
Well, mine's just drunk Uncle Bob because that fits.
She's very classy. She's from England.
Did you ask her to be from England?
No, she just showed up from England.
She just showed up.
The kids were messing with her, and they were trying to call her inappropriate names, and she said that it was offensive, and she would prefer to keep it clean.
You come in, and ChatGPT's crying. And son, what'd you do?
Be nice to your sister.
Be nice to your sister.
Your cop showed up the front door. Yes, there's been some abuse of your computer.
Yeah, don't leave something alone.
She might not know her last name or her birthday, but she knows how to use ChatGPT.
And verbal abuse.
I mean, she literally went to orientation yesterday and they're like, what's your birthday? And she goes, April 25th. And I was like, well, that's your sister's birthday. Do you know, like, what month you're in? She's like, July. I'm like, no, not that either. What's your last name? Button.
We were a big hit down in Austin, Texas.
It was one of the cleanest cities I've ever
seen. Austin is a must-go city.
It was. There was, like, I didn't see rarely any homeless people. You could find a parking spot instantly. We never had brown parking. Yep. We walked everywhere. We walked into every restaurant. We ate outside. It was awesome.
Did you see the lake at all?
We were on the lake. I actually had videos that we can clip to of Dad on the lake trying to
paddle.
I'm doing a paddle boat, right?
I'm as hard as he can, and the boat's not moving.
Not moving. I'm not moving. This is just current carrying me. And I mean, I'm going paddle faster, honey, and I'm going like this. We ain't going anywhere.
The will we're moving, but there was, I mean, that boat was.
Holy. Bats, too? So bad.
Oh, is that bats? Bats. Cool. I believe that. No, Dad did not see the bats. Do not credit him with seeing the bats. He thought he were at the bar.
We were at a bar.
They did not want to see the bats.
Oh, yeah.
You saw where the bats were.
Did you try to sneak in there and get the bats for cool?
He's like, I saw the video.
They literally pulled over on the bridge, slowed down. We all jumped out. They literally said at the bar, stop. With the kids, they said, get out. Then we went and looked at these bats, and then we went to find them. We're calling them. No one's answering. They're sending me pictures of some guy, like, jiggling all around, dancing.
You're dancing.
And we sat on the side of the road.
Well, like, Austin is it's for about music, right? So you go to Austin, you got to watch the music, and it was hopping. And it was great.
I know. Yeah. I'm sad we missed it. We'll have to go again.
But I will tell you this. Here's an example of ChatGPT saving the day. All right.
Our target marketed for the couches.
We go. We have all these kids, hot as hell. We're going to a restaurant for dinner. We go to whatever it is, Japanese place. They go, nobody's allowed in here but 21.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all sitting there at dinner, and like kids are hot, and they're going, what's going on? What's going on? And Kelly goes, whatever, you went to ChatGPT and you found a restaurant that was freaking awesome about a mile down
the road. Well, she didn't find the restaurant.
Juliet.
Was it English food?
Fish
and chips and all.
Yeah. Uncle Bob would have sent me to a bar.
Yeah.
Drunk Uncle Bob.
Here's the dive bar, and Kelly's is like, what would you prefer?
Water's wrong for the first one, but I want to know what made it 21 order, because it said it had a Disney, it was like Disney-level theme throughout the whole thing. It sounded sweet. And then Cody's like, well, I want to know what they're getting us for dinner. Like,
topless waitresses.
I know.
And Cody and I are fighting to go back in. We're going to go find my wife. We're going to check out why it would make
this
area. Why is this number 21?
Sounds suspicious. Let's go check.
We're going to go check it out. We'll drop you guys off at dinner again. And me and Cody will go back.
Somehow we'll slow the car down. Yeah. Let's get out.
They're eating what is the Japanese food? You're just eating sushi with a lap dance. You're like, oh, that's right in here.
Great sushi.
It was like Polynesian something. Yeah. I don't know. I never got to taste Zen kids.
It's just like the great prime rib at our Crystal City restaurant.
Exactly. Steak and legs.
Steak and legs.
That got sold. Yeah.
I know.
What?
It's that. Paper Moon bought it. It's best.
Crystal City restaurant got sold.
Oh, well.
That's a saloon in Leesburg also got sold.
Oh, did
it
really?
With smoking inside, Cody is very upset about that as well.
I will never forget when we were hungover walking in Leesburg, and I was like, let's try and hear it. I was like, I'm going to die. Just like a puff of smoke comes out. And then, like before Aaron, one of my friend's wedding, somehow we all ended up in there. And I mean, the next day, I don't even think half the people didn't need to smoke. Everyone had like black lung. Yeah. We're all like walking down the aisle.
It was the weirdest combination. All these girls are in like sundresses and suits, and then it's just leather everywhere.
Yeah. This weekend is its last weekend.
Should we all go?
He's trying to get me to go on Friday.
We went down to Leesburg as we're coming out.
Actually,
there's a cowboy and his wife getting married. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a cowboy and his farm wife getting married all by themselves in and out. You know, it's like, yeah.
Where? At the bar?
At the courthouse.
Which is right across the street from the bar.
And then they went to celebrate at the, probably.
I had to hang around for that.
I gotta say, that's how Lee's.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good shout out. So everyone knows, because that was actually really
SoCo.
So good.
Cody, literally on Saturday, was harassing me to go pick him up subs.
I drove all the way
to Leesburg to get this steak and cheese.
From where?
I had that way to go.
No, I'm not waiting. Well, that's why I was. He's not going to sit there for years while I tried to leave.
Kelly, sometimes you'll literally be like, son's yelling at me to make chicken cordon bleu. So I'm making chicken cordon bleu.
I told Julie I had to leave early so I could stop and get steaks because Sutton wanted steak for
dinner. Well, they also, it's a butcher shop too.
We have steaks. It's better than my kids. I'm going to need them to come to your house for a good cooked meal because
all right.
They live on Chick-fil-A.
We got anything else?
SoCo. And it's a butcher shop and great steak and cheese.
You have to go try it. All right.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
We're doing this again next week?
2 weeks.
We can move next week.
Yeah,
right?
Move.
I'll have my kids next week.
Oh, bring them on. We should have us and do a little. Shit. Actually, that'd be funny. We'll have
three ducks. All right.
Bring the ducks. All right. Cheers.
Don't see y'all, guys. I'm empty.
You're always empty at the end.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, but
it happens.